Right, very good. Let's be, we touched upon yesterday just the Shiloh, but now we get into the whole Shiloh of the Gemara. So let's see inside on Hammond Base where we're up to, because we did the second Tysis yesterday. Now we get into the Shiloh. Okay, Yibayalu, Gemara is a Shiloh. Ma'al livo b'sku the Shabbos. Is it mutter to have beer Rishona on Shabbos? Is that mutter or not? Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Is it mutter or not? I photocopied the Sukkah's David. I can't find it. Yeah, I have. We'll say it outside. Okay.
Which
Gemara has a Shiloh. Hammond base. Yibayalu. Be Rishona Ma'al Livol B'Schilu B'Shabbos. Is it mutter and Hilchos Shabbos? Da Mifkat Bakir O Chiburi Mechbar. Okay. Is Dam considered to be Mefkat Pakit or Chaburi Mechbar? Now, what does this mean? So, Mefkat Pakit, Rashi describes being like a packet with blood in it. Okay? And you just make a hole and the blood comes out. But there's no Chaburi at all. It's just Lamaisa, it's not nivlin the walls of the womb. And therefore, the Pesach locks it up, and it just comes out. That's all. So there's no Isser of Chilul Shabbos, you hold Mifkat Pakit, Halacha L'maisa. But there is a Shiloh of Isser of Chilul Shabbos if you hold the concept of Chiburi Mechbar. What does Chiburi Mechbar mean? Rashi says Chiburi Mechbar means you make a Chabura, because it's part of the walls of the Rechem. And therefore, when the blood comes out, you're doing a what? When the blood comes out, you're doing a Isser on Shabbos, a Chilul Shabbos, and therefore that's what's considered to be the Isser. So that's the Shiloh. That's what Rashi says, yeah? Chiburi Mechbar, right? There, Ayyadei the Chabura, we'll have to discuss what Malacha it is, but since the blood is considered part of the Kosle Arechem, so therefore it's considered to be an Isser of a Chilul Shabbos. So the Sukkah's David has, and I photocopied before, I don't know where it is, but the Sukkah's David has here on Ksubis, as we mentioned yesterday, why would you think that this is a Shiloh of Metzias? L'chura, anything in Shas and Gemara, we never want it to be a Shiloh Metzias, because just go find out about it. Like we said from Bar Soloveitchik Zatzal, the machloikis of Baba Kamet that vavam and alf, whether oxen are tame or not, just go ask a zoologist. So the question is how to interpret the results. The zoologist will tell you that 50% of the oxen in the world are tame, and 50 is that enough to deem all the oxen in the world as being tame or not, or do you need 51%? The shita that says it's enough deems them all tame. The shita says not enough; they're not tame. Same thing, machloikis chacham and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is dagan. Is orez ferment? Is rice asar and chametz on Pesach or not? So go to the laboratory. So the question is, you go to the laboratory and you'll do the results. The question is how to interpret the results. Does that ferment or does it not ferment? So that's the machloikis. So you have to lumdicize all these machloikis. So if you look at the Sukkah's David, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer, which we're going to get back to, Bli Neder, that he wants to say is that there's no doubt, Lamaisa, that the blood comes out. The question is, the way he wants to say it is that there are certain dargas, the Chassam Sofer says, of how consider something is mefkat pakit. There are certain degrees of what things are mefkat pakit. And the question is, when the blood comes out, do you need any pressure for the blood to come out, or will the blood come out, basically, do you need a dechika, he writes, or do you not need a dechika? So that's kind of like also saying that it's nacham ala machlekes mitzias. So I think, again, you have to interpret it like this. Is that, do we view the fact when the blood comes out, is that the way it comes out, is that something that's considered to be more natural? But Lamaisa, it's not a Shiloh in the human being of whether it's organic or not. There are different levels of Mifkat Pakit, and that's agreed upon. The question is, when the blood comes out, do you need a Dechika or not? That's what he writes. So Nochamal, isn't that another Shiloh Metzius? So what you have to, Dechika means to press it. Do you need pressure for the blood to come out? So Lamaisa,
would that make a difference?
So that's what I'm saying. You have to interpret Lamaisa. To what degree do you view that as, you know, they didn't have instruments in those days. You know, they didn't have things to measure it. But how How lomaisa do we view that halachically? Is that considered to be that the blood would come out enough, and there it's more mefket pocket, or do you need more pressure, and therefore that's considered to be more chibure mechbar? That's the shayla lomaisa that the Chassam Sofer, and that's what the Sukkos Dove wants to speak out. So you have to lumdicize the shayla as to whether what, as to whether that it's not considered to be a shayla mitzias. We want to always move away from being a shayla mitzias. So there's no question organically what it is. The lashon of the Chassam Sofer, I don't know where it is. I must have left it in the office. I'd like to read it. Lashon. Yeah, you have the lashon? Oh, you have it on the computer. It's probably in my office. Lamais. I want to read the lashon. He says.
It starts on the page before.
Yes, Ayin Rashi Vayin Chassam Sofer Shebefarshel Leikem Achleges B'Mitzias. Devarei Adam Konis Bekosle Arechem. Kemashkat sur besvog. It's like liquid that's stuck into a sponge. Umasafkal yidino kepocket or the michbar. The shail is it considered to be or chibor? Vatoli imadam kishaposeach lo pesach ye yotzim emela belishum dechika as have a pocket. If the blood just comes out easily, then we consider it like pocket. Aval insarach dechika. If you need to press it, bekosle beit arechem as domel chabura.
That's it's no question of mitzvah.
Right? Yes, that's what I said, Ezra. So I'm saying you got to ask. So I'm saying you have to touch it up and say a little bit. How much do we have to what? Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Avram. How much do you have to view that halachically? Is that considered to be pocket? In other words, how much pressure you put on? Lamaise, if you have to put on, I don't know how much pressure. Number, let's say on a scale of 10, 7 or 4, halachically. What is that considered to be? So if it's Kaburi Bechbar, you have to put a lot of pressure on. If it's Mefkut Pocket, it's not. So we have to alumnicize that and say, well, if it was 5, you do the experiment. So if it was 5, is that called Mefkut Pocket or Kaburi Bechbar? That's the Machloikis in the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? That's how you have to lumdicize it. 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Therefore, is that enough to deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? The same thing is you need on a scale of 1 to 10, so you need a 5 for the blood to come out. If you need a 5, oh, that sheet that says that's Kiburi Mechbar. That's a lot of pressure. That's considered Mechbar. The other sheet says, no, it's not. It had to be a 6. And since it's not 6, it's Mefkut Pocket. Okay? So that's what I wanted to begin with to understand the Shiloh. We always want to shy away all the time from a shy limit sees. Okay, fine. So let's read Vayter in the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Vim timso lomar dam mifkut pocket." If you tell me that dam is mifkut pocket, and therefore it's mutter, vim timso lomar dam mifkut pocket, and it's mutter. Dam hut sarach v'shari. He needs the dam, and we'll see in the Taisus why he needs the dam. Samachlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri Halacha Lamaisa. The Ri says he needs the dam to determine whether she's a psul or not. Okay, the Rabbeinu Tam says you need the blood in order to, when he lives with her a second time, he doesn't want to get dirty. So Machlokes Ri Rabbeinu Tam, why he needs the dam. Okay? We'll get to that when we get to the Tosos. But Lamaisa, no matter what, if you owe Mifkut Pocket, he's not doing anything wrong. It's fine. It's considered to be okay. Odilma Lepesach Utsarach Va'asr. Or maybe he's doing it Lepesach and it's Taka Asr. If he's doing L'Shem Pesach, that's Asr. That's a Malachit. That's a Malachit. So let's see. Let's see Pshat Lamaisa, what it means in the Rashi. You got the Rashi there? Let's look at the Rashi. Ezra, why don't you read the Rashi? Read the Rashi, Im Timso Loimar, Mifkut Pocket, go ahead.
Im Timso Loimar, Mifkut Pocket, Vein Bo Mishum Chabura.
Because it's just like a packet, excellent. What are you trying to take out the blood for? Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Mifkut Pocket, it's not a Malachit, right? Go ahead. Okay, so I want you guys to get this. So the malacha that Rashi says, if you consider to be wanting to make an opening, is because it's considered to be a binyan. Okay? So Rashi, Lomaisa, on Vavim and Beis, Dibramasko Chayiv, when we get to there, but I will say it over now, says that we find a binyan bebali chayim. You can't have binyan on human beings and animals. It says in Brashis, yes, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Esasela Shelokach Min Adam Leisha. Hashem built, Hashem Elokim built the rib Shelokach Min Adam Leisha. So you see the binyan is shaykh by Balechayim. You see the concept of binyan is shaykh by Balechayim. This is what Rashi says on Vavim and Beis. So there is a concept of binyan. Quotes the Gemara Lamaisa in Vavim and Beis and Ksubis. He says the next daf. Chayiv. Dir Masko Chayiv. So the Chassam Sofer asks, why did Rashi wait till Vavim and Beis? He didn't say it here. Why did he say it here? He waits till Vavim and Beis. So Lomai said, the Chassam Sofer wants to say, interestingly, that making a Pesach in our sugi is not bone, it's a makah de patish. Because the Gemara Malach of the woman. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, of Beizim and Beis, that a woman's caress is bris l'misha asa kli. So therefore it's makah de patish. So Lomaisa, he wants to say that Rashi, Lomaisa didn't say that Hezber, that there's binyan of Baal Echayim till Vavim and Beis, because he wanted to say the sugi here is dealing with Bir Rishona, and therefore it's makah de patish. The problem with that is, Rav Yosef Engel says, he says binyan here. He says binyan here in our sugi.
What
is he says makipaj is a different malachim. Makipaj is when you finish a process. It's different than binyan. Okay? The problem with that is, Ezra, is that he does say binyan. He says binyan beferish. Unless you say, it's hard for me to imagine, Chassam Sofer knew that. Maybe what the Chassam Sofer was bothered by is why didn't Rashi say that elaboration over here like he did there. So, and that's why I want to say, notice it said kib binyan. You see Rashi says kib binyan? Kib binyan. So maybe it doesn't really mean binyan. Maybe taka means makim et patish, like who, like the Chassam Sofer. That's what I was thinking to answer. Okay? But it's interesting. Whichever you're going to say, it's either binyan or makim et patish. Okay?
Where's Chassam Sofer?
Sofer's right here in the Chidushim. Right on Ham and Beis. On the Rashi. On Ham and Beis. So that's what I was thinking. Chassam Sofer knew this. So I'm saying maybe he said, what he meant to say is that Rashi didn't, he didn't Rashi give that elaboration. He says binyan, says you go to make him. I'm saying he doesn't say binyan, he says kib binyan. So you'll tell me he should have said makapadish. He's not interested in telling you what the malach is. All he's interested in here is telling you that it's usher. That's what he's telling you. You follow me? That's what he's telling you, Lamaisa, that it's usher. Okay? He's telling you that it's usher, so that's what he means kib binyan. Why do you say kib binyan? Say binyan mamish. So he's not interested in telling you which malach, he's telling you that it's usher. Okay, weiter now in the Gemara, guys. Let's go. So the Gemara says, so that's the Shaila. So whenever you have a Shaila in Shas, we're going to have two approaches in the Gemara. One pathway is Mifkid Pocket, the other pathway is Chibur Mechbar. If you're Mifkid Pocket man, then your premise is always that it's Mutter, correct? If you're Chibur Mechbar, your premise is Aser. So the first Malach in the Gemara is within the Mifkid Pocket man that you're Mutter. Let's go. Says the Gemara, if you had in mind blood, it's mutter. If you had in mind Pesach, it's still going to be usher. And if you tell me you need dam utzarech, who Pesach memele kasi, and the Pesach comes memele, meaning it comes consequently, you didn't intend on it. Halacha kirib shimon davrish damrish miskavin mutter. Oh, halacha kirib yudu damrish miskavin is usher. So you have to clear the following shaila. Is it Dovrish and Miskavin Mutter, Dovrish and Miskavin is Usser? Now let's get this down. What is it, and this is what I was saying to Daniel and Seder. What is a Dovrish and Miskavin? Okay, you guys got to, we have a lot of introductions to do today. Okay? What is Dovrish and Miskavin? The classical cases in Shabbos, Choftesim, and Beis, where you drag a bench on the ground, and there's a question whether the hole is going to be made or not. Making the hole is Choresh. It's a Malach of Yerais. Correct, Shalom? So there are two stages. Classical Darshan Miskavin is always, there are two stages. Shnei Shlavim. Shlavim, Shlav is a stage. You drag the bench one, the second stage is a hole is going to be made or not. I don't know. Reb Shimon and Shah says Darshan Miskavin is mutter. Reb Yudah says Darshan Miskavin is also, we're going to get to the details. Okay? But this is the Shiloh. It's two stages. So that's, you could read the Gemara when it says Memela, that's what it means. Ladam utzarach u pesach memela. It's like we view the opening as being kind of like a second stage. If I hold like Reb Shimon, it's mutter. If I hold like Reb Yudah, it's usser. Vim tim salomar. Continues the Gemara. Vim tim salomar halach ki Reb Yudah. If I hold like Reb Yudah, it's usser. No, not necessarily. Mekalkal u'etzel ha-pesach. O mesakin u'etzel ha-pesach. We have a klal in Shas. Mishnah and Mishnah in Shabbos kufavim and alf. Kolam mekalkal in Peturin. That it's only to see the rest on Shabbos when you do a constructive act. When you do a destructive act, it's pater avol aser. So don't tell me that it's always aser according to Yudah, even though Darvish Miskavin is aser according to Yudah, but here it's considered to be Mekalka. From one perspective, she's no longer a Basula, she's a Bula. You have ruined her status in a sense. She's no longer a Basula, she's now a Bula. So therefore, even according to Yudah, I can come up with a Heter. You see, the Mahalach of Chiburim, the Mahalach of Mifkid Pocket is that no matter what you tell me, I can always introduce a svara that it's going to be mutter. One sec, Avram. Again, how do you chazer over it outside? If you hold mifkid pakid l'damu tzarech, it's mutter. If you hold it, if you do it l'pesach, it's going to be usher. But even under the tzad that it's what? That it's l'damu tzarech l'pesach meila, that's if you hold like Reb Shimon. If I hold like Reb Yehuda, that should be usher. No, even the Kurim Yudah holds over as kind of an usher, maybe it's mutter because of makalkal. Because you don't view it as a misakin, we view it as a what? We view it as a makalkal. So even according to Yehuda, I can say that it's going to be mutter. Okay? So that's the mahalach lamais in the Gemara. So far, if you get to what? If you get to mifkud pakid. Yes, Avram, real quick.
So have you said pater avasir? It's asir derban,
no? We're going to get to it in the taisis. We never. Letzarech mitzvah, it will say that it might be mutter. Okay? Letzarech mutter, let's get to it. So I want to introduce now, okay, the different rules that we just read upon in the Gemara, okay? Halacha lamaisa, and that is the davar shemiskaving, and the halacha of what? The halacha malach shinshich legufo that we have to touch upon as well. Okay? So we mentioned the case in Masechta Shabbos about the two cases, the two stages of the bench. Okay? That's the two stages of the bench. Now, lamaisa, when Reb Shimon holds that it's considered to be mutter, what does that mean, that it's mutter? It's mutter completely. No matter what, there's no issur at all. Is this machloikas davrshin miskavin limited to Hilchos Shabbos, or does it apply to Kol HaTorah Kulo? It definitely applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay? I'll give you 3-4 cases to prove it. You got to get this. When I say Kol HaTorah Kulo, I mean outside of Hilchos Shabbos. This is not a limited machloikas to Hilchos Shabbos. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Nazir, about a Nazir combing his hair. He wants a shampoo his hair, let's say. So some hairs might come out. Reb Yudah says it's usher to shampoo his hair if he's a Nazir. Reb Shimon says it's mutter, because he's only mechavin to what? To shampooing. He's not mechavin to what? Cutting his hair. So you see that what? It applies in the Kol HaTorah Kulo, Hilchos Naziris. The Gemara is in Nazir and Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says. Nazir, Daf Mem Aleph. I'll give you another example. The Gemara says in the Mishnayos and Kilayim, Perek Tes Mishnehei, that if you're carrying wares on your back that have kilayim, you're not planning to wear them, but you have goods. You're selling all these suits, and in those days they used to carry the suits on their shoulders. So the din is that an isser of kilayim? So Reb Shimon says mutter, Darvish Shemeskavim, you're not having to wear it. Reb Yudah says it's usser. That's another example. So we said kilayim, lamaisa, we said nazir, there's an isser of ketzitzis by Harris. You know what by Harris is? The scab of a mitzori, you're not allowed to cut off. If that's a davrshin miskavin, then it's mutter. If you hold davrshin miskavin, it's usser. That's a gemara in Yuma, lamed dalam and alf. It's also in Shabbos and kuf lamed gimel, amar alef. There's also an isser of kibui eish b'mizbeach. So there's a din of kibui eish b'mizbeach. I'm not allowed to extinguish the flame on the mizbeach and svachim on sadi alef and the base. So we have a bunch of cases that I want you to know that exists as machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Reb Shimon holds mutter, Reb Yehuda holds usser, and Lamaisa, okay, this is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. We have it by Nazar and Daf Membez it is, Ketzitzis by Harris, Lamaisa cutting off the scab. Number 3, we have it by, we said Isser Kibui Eish B'Mizbeach, you have it. Where else did we say we have it? Is there another one we listed?
Kilayim.
Excellent. So you see clearly, you guys got to know this, that this machlokas is global in Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's not limited at all to Hilchos Shabbos. And according to Reb Shimon, it is mutter legamri. There's not even nisid rabbanim. Usually we paskel like Reb Yehuda. Here, in this case, Reb Shimon. Davar Shimon Skavit's mutter.
Always?
Yeah, Davar Shimon Skavit, we paskel like Reb Shimon. What'd you say?
It
might be a psik ratio. It's a psik ratio. We'll get to it, okay? Lean at it. But it's probably a psik ratio, that's why. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter legamri. The question is, what do you say according to Reb Yehuda? What does Reb Yehuda hold? So this is a major, major machloikis in Rishonim, okay? Major. We're going to get to it. Reb Yehuda says, we'll say it now. Reb Yehuda, when he says, Davrishim Miskavin is Asr, did he mean Midiraisa or did he mean Midirabonim? Okay? Well, is there a chiluk? Is there a chiluk? So Tosfos holds in Yuma, and in Shabbos, in Yumad Lamed Dalad Bezer Maskohani, and in Shabbos, Memal Bezer Maskol Mecham, and Tosis says the same thing in Sukkah. This is Tosis Shita and Kol Torah Kula, that it's a lack of Malechas Machshavis. And Rabbi Yehuda holds in Hilchos Shabbos, it's only Nisim Midrabanan.
Can you read that in the
chorus? Rabbi Yehuda holds, again, Shabbos and Memal from the base. Okay? We're right to Shita with. But we got a lot to do, Meir Simcha. Okay, Reb Yehuda holds Shabbos is an issur in the Rabbanan. Tosis in Memal from a Beis and Tosis in Yuma Lamedalim. Issur the Rabbanan, the Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. Because you're lacking what's Mashiach. Also Tosis in Sukkah Lamedalim. Three Tosis. Okay? Okay? Tosis in Sukkah Lamedgimel on a Beis. Okay? Tosis in Yuma Lamedalim on a Beis and Tosis in Shabbos Memal from a Beis. They all hold. They all hold that Reb Yehuda says that Darshin and Miskav is only Nisim the Rabbanah because you're lacking Malachas Machshavas. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, where there is no requirement of Malachas Machshavas, according to Reb Yehuda, where there is no requirement of Malachas Machshavas, Reb Yehuda holds Achein, the Kol HaTorah Kula, it's an Isser Diaraisa. Isser Diaraisa. Okay? That's Taisha Shita. All over. Tosis holds Reb Yehuda can never say no for Shabbos that it's an issur d'oraisa. The truth is, halacha l'maisa, the truth is, Rashi also says like this in Kuf Chaf Aleph and Beis in Shabbos, Dir Maskol Dilma, which is very difficult because the Pnei Yehoshua claims that Rashi holds not that way. Okay? The Pnei Yehoshua claims that Rashi holds that in everywhere it's an issur d'oraisa, even in Nechol Shabbos. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua claims Rashi, but it's against the Beferish Rashi. Rashi says in Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Aleph Mebeis Dir Maskol Dilma, that it's an Isser Dir Rabbanon on Shabbos, because you're lacking not on Shabbos. Okay. Are there any other Rishonim that argue? Yes. The Ramban argues. This is Shitas Tulsos, guys. The Ramban argues. The Ramban claims that it's Isser Dir Rais Afilu Behilcha Shabbos. Isser D'oraisa Afilu B'Hilchos Shabbos. The Ramban is in Shabbos there on Daf Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph on the base. Okay? That's what the Ramban says in Shabbos. He also says it in Ayin Hamad Aleph. Two places he says it. Okay? The Ramban says it. And also, Lamaisa, it's not just the Ramban. Lamaisa, it's also the Ritva and Yuma as well. That in Isuri Shabbos, it is considered Ritvin Yuma Lamadalbes, it's considered an Issur D'oraisa. Okay? That's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Issur D'oraisa Afilu B'Hilchos Shabbos. So let's write down Ramban and the Ritva Yuma. Okay? And then there is even a more of a Chiddush. This is two. We'll write this as one over here. Okay? And what's three? A third sheet? There's a Rashba that I gave you here. In the Shita Mekubetzis that quotes B'Shem Taisis, amazing Shita, amazing, where he claims that in Kol HaTorah Kula, so quotes B'Shem Taisis, it's only Nisid Rabbanan. Even in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's only Nisid Rabbanan. That's completely pumfakir. Rashba here, that's what I gave you today, B'Shem Taisis, says Afilu B'Kol HaTorah Kula, it's only Nisid Rabbanan. That's a Pella. The Rashba says, what? What is that based on? The only way you're going to drop it to an Issur Rabbanan is if you hold Malachas Machshavas. There's no mandate of Malachas Machshavas at Kol HaTorah Kula. So you have three shittas in Rishonim within Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds, Avi got me, Dabar Shem Miskavin is Mutter, Reb Yehuda holds Dabar Shem Miskavin is Usser. That Machloikas is in Kol HaTorah Kula, not limited to Shabbos. When Reb Shimon says Dabar Shem Miskavin is Mutter, means Mutter Lagamri. When Reb Yehuda says Usser, three-way Machloikas. Did he mean only Asim the Rabbanu Chol Shabbos because of lack of Malachas Machshavas? But in Kol HaTorah Kula Sidraisa, that's Taisus Shita, Levaisa, that Taisus says in many places. In fact, Rashi says it to Pharish, even though the Pnei Yehoshua says Rashi is like the other Shita. Okay? The second Shita Levaisa is that the Ramban, the Ritva say that's Nisi Dereisa, even in Chol Shabbos. They don't say this far of Malachas Machshavas. And number three, the Rashba says, B'Shem Taisus. He says, "Pum fakir." He says, "Even in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's only Nisid Rabbanan." Rashba says, "Why? Why would it only be Nisid Rabbanan?" The svara we could respond is because if you do a maisa ezrith akavana eli, it's not a halakhic maisa. So no matter what, it's going to be an issur d'rabbanan. You follow what I'm saying? We could respond, the Rashba asks on Tosis, why would it be an issur d'rabbanan? So maybe you could say that the svara is no matter what area it is, a maisa bli kavana is not a maisa. The mail, it's going to be what? Only an issur d'rabbanan. The only issur d'rabbanan. Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
Then, according to our answer for Tosos, what would be the chiddush of Malachas Machshavas then?
Malachas Machshavas would be in other areas, but it doesn't affect Kavana Lamaisa. Doesn't affect Kavana. Other areas like Malach Shenshech Lagufa, Mekalkel, but doesn't speak to Dovershin Miskavin. You use that for other areas in Hilchos Shabbos, okay? That's what you got to say. Okay, good. Yes, Ezra, go ahead. It's good kasha. Go ahead.
Would this be the same source as in Mitzvah Kavanah or not?
Is it the same type of... it's Kavanah. These are Isurim. Right. These are mitzvahs.
It's like what we just said with the Rajba, the possible explanation why it's all the Rabbanah is because it's not an actual Maisa.
You could use that Svara to say that maybe that's why Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah and you wouldn't be Yitzah. It could be. Similar Svara. Here we're talking about Isurim, so it should still be a vestige of an Isurim in the Rabbanah. Okay, we should also wish Ezra Mazel Tov on his sister's chasana. Okay. All right, very good. So we got the three sheetas. Please get this. This is the first mahalach. I want you to, yeah, real quick, Daniel.
According to the Ramban and the Ritva, would it be Chiyuv Karban?
According to the Ramban and the Ritva, would you be Chayav Achatis? Yeah, absolutely. According to Rabbi Yudi, be Chayav Achatis? Absolutely. No doubt. Very good. Excellent. Okay, good. So that's regarding the sheet of what? That's regarding the concept of the Dovershin and Miskavin. So when you get this in the Gemara, guys, now you have this introduction of what it means, Dovershin and Miskavin. Okay, now, when we get to Vayit in the Gemara, I just want to mention it, as we'll get back to it when we get to it, more in Lomdus, at greater length, Bez Hashem, when we get to it. But I just want to just point out, there is a concept, we're going to answer the kasha now. There is a concept called Psikration. Which Gemara is going to say later. What is a psikration? Psikration, lo yomis, when you cut a chicken's head off, lo yomis, you read it like a question. Psikration, lo yomis? It's rhetorical. If you cut a chicken head off, it's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. When it's inevitable, the Gemara says psikration, lo yomis, it means that it's going to be an iser d'oraisa. So that means that you take a dovershin and miskavin, and it's not 50-50. When I drag the bench, it's 50-50, a hole will be made. Right. That's called Dovershin Miskavin. But if you do it on a soft ground, it's inevitable, it's 100%, then that's Mamish Usser. That's an Issur D'oraisa. That's called Dovershin Miskavin transformed into a Psik Ratio. You got me, Avi? Classical Dovershin Miskavin is 50-50. It's not inevitable. But if it's inevitable, then you're going to have a what? Then you're going to have a problem. That's called what we say in Issur D'oraisa. And that's what a Psik Reish is. And there are two ways to say it. Like I said, we'll get back to it. We have this shtickle in the Sefer. But how does Psik Reish work? Is Psik Reish take the two stages and we call it the fusion theory, makes it into one Maisa? Or do you say that since it's inevitable, we keep it as two stages, but because it was inevitable, we assume you had Kavanah to make the whole? Because you knew it was inevitable. So if you alpidin that you had Kavanah. You follow me? You could say it in one of two ways. Why a Psik Reish is also Rabbi Chanan has that in the Sefer. Do we view it as a Maisa Echad, which we call a fusion theory? We take the two stages and fuse it into one? Or do you say that, you know what? When you were dragging that bench, you knew it was a soft ground. It was inevitable a hole was going to be made. We assume Halacha L'Maisa that you had Kavanah. We assume it's a Dover HaMechavim. So there are two ways to say it. But what I want to build up now is a point now in Rashi. Let's read the Rashi there. Ezra, take a look at Rashi, okay? You guys got it? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is bothered by Akash here. Okrib Shimon. Everyone got it? Go ahead, yeah.
Okrib Shimon. Umutern, be mutter.
Excellent.
Vim Tema
Psikreshe. Vim Tomar
Psikreshe.
Lo Yomasu. It's a Psikreshe, right? It's a Psikreshe that this is going to happen, that a Pesach is going to happen. That's a Psik Reisha. How could the Gemara say that it's mutter? That it's Darik Reb Shimon, it's mutter. What do you mean? Go ahead.
This is all in Chabura, according to Rav Shimon?
No, this is in the Gemara when it says in the tzad that we said, "Im timsom ladam hu tzarchu pesach menakasi halachik Rav Shimon darshu gai mutter." What do you mean darshu gai mutter? It's the psik reisha. Rashi's asking cash on the Gemara, right? Go ahead. So the Gemara Taki asks it later on. Go ahead.
Mashninan yishabakim behatya ve'ein dam yotze ve'af in pesach niftach helkach la psik reisha v'lo yamusu.
Oh, so what's the answer? There are those that are bikin batia. What does batia mean? They can have the through the side, and therefore they can do it on the side. No blood comes out, and therefore the pesach is also not what? The pesach is not opened, right? How does he say here? Right, the af is taken out. Ein pesach niftach lirchok alav seek reishav lo yomusu. So what's the answer here? What's the answer that Rashi's saying? In order for something to be a psik reisha, what must it be? Bless you, Dani. What it must it be?
Inevitable.
It's got to be inevitable. If it's not inevitable, it's not 100%.
He's not a
bucky. So, let's see what that means. So, Rashi answers here a tremendous chiddush. Rashi says, beferish, that lemaisa is something that can be done theoretically, lemaisa, even though it's not the norm, that's not called a psik reisha. That's not called the psik reisha. That's what Rashi wants to say. Since he can have bia b'ataya, but often that the pesach is not niftach and blood does not come out, it is not called the psik reisha. Okay? That's what Rashi says. However, the Rashba here I gave you quotes the Ravid, and Lamaisa, he says like this, okay? The Ravid says, he quotes the Ravid, it says exactly like Rashi. But the Rashba asks, he says, I don't understand. What did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? What was the lashon of the Gemara? He was miskaven ladam. The Gemara says, ladam hu tzarech. That means he wasn't mateh. You follow me? He didn't do hataya. He says, ladam hu tzarech. Ladam hu tzarech means, ladam hu tzarech, v'kevin shkenein amateh. The asiyas ha-pesach is a psik reisha. What the guy did was that he wanted dam. If he wanted dam, he didn't do bataya. So lemaisa, that's making a pesach. So nachamol, it's a psik reisha. That's what the Rashba asked. I gave you this Rashba lemaisa. It's a great kasha. Marsha asked this kasha also on Rashi as well. Yo, one sec. What says you got the kasha? Okay, that's the kasha. Yossi, you got me? Why is this so lemaisa that he says? The guy, what? That there are bakin ba'ataya, shkoyach there, guys, but this guy didn't do ataya. He wanted dam. If he wanted dam, he didn't do it both in shal ataya. So what's the pshat? So the Rashba says, halacha lemaisa, the Rashba says that the lumdus has to be like this, that since there's a possibility, and that's what Tosis basically says when we get to it, if we get to it today, since there's a possibility, even though he didn't, but since there's a possibility that he can have bia ba'ataya, ba'ofen lemaisa, that dam might come out, but the pesach what is not opened, that's not called the psik reisha. That's what the Rashba says. Yeah, the Rashba's answer is that's what we get to the Tosis. The Dibur Maskel Dam Mutzarech, that's what Tosis wants to say. So it's possible he can motzei dam without asiyas ha-pesach. I don't care whether he didn't do it. But as long as there exists a possibility, and as we say in this, let's say it over now, as we wrote in the Sefer, the lumdus is, what's the lumdus? The fusion theory. What's the fusion theory, Kibi? That we make it all into one maisa. But if I can do it in a way that lemaisa doesn't cause a pesach, that blocks the fusion theory from taking place. You follow me? That's the lumdus we wrote in the Sefer. Okay? That the lumdus of the Rashba in this Tosis is that it blocks the fusion theory because you can do, even though your guy wanted blood. But lemaisa, since he could have done it in a manner, and that's lemaisa what the Ritvoz Lashon is. Ritvoz Lashon, I brought it here. He asked the kasha. He says, "Halach kareb yiro, halach kareb shim, narish miskai mudah. Hikshu Rashi zavim torah psik reishu lo yomus. Hu park aprachin lo kaman rashi yish kin matay. Vena dam yotz vena pesach niftach." Okay. Then he says, "Ve'ena perish zendochen. V'ein ha-perish zeh loshen v'ayin miri ba'atayin.
This is she does so with the Rashba and Shabbos and Kuzayin and Ral, when closing the door, no?
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we get to that, Meir Sukh. We'll see. We'll see. That about the tzvi. We'll see whether it's Lishitosu. But Lamaisa, this is the pshat that we can answer up Rashi. Okay? This is the pshat that we can answer up Rashi. We can say, Lamaisa, that as long as there's a possibility, maybe that's what Rashi means. However, this is what you call basically something that might be, karov to be a psik ratio. Something that's close to be a psik ratio. It's like 90% chance it's going to happen. But as long as there's a percentage chance or a few times that it cannot happen, does that block it? So that's the svar that we're suggesting here. And that's Lamaisa, tremendous chiddush. We have to see whether all Rishonim agree to that. But the Chasam Sofer gives a different pshat in Rashi. I want you to get this. Okay? One pshat is, as long as you can what? Physically do it another way. I don't care whether you want it to down here. It doesn't make a difference. Not a secretion. Okay. But the other pshat is like this. There is a Gemara in Sukkot, let's get it, that states that a hadas is only kosher if there are more leaves than berries. There have to be more leaves than berries in order for it to be kosher. Okay? If there are more berries than leaves, it's not kosher. That's the din. So the Gemara says, are you allowed? Why don't you just do the following? If you have more berries than leaves, just take off the berries. What's the big deal? Okay. The Gemara says it's usher to do that because you're being machsher, you're being mesakin mon avram. You're not allowed to be mesakin mon. By taking off the berries, you're being mesakin mon.
Oh,
you're fixing a kli. It's like mesakin. You're not allowed to do that. Ansuk is an yont if you're not allowed to do this. That's what the Gemara says. I don't understand, the Gemara says. But maybe it's a Darvashin Miskavin. Maybe I'm taking off the berries because I'm hungry. That's a Darvashin Miskavin is mutter, right? So the Gemara says it's a psikration. It's not. It's a psikration. The Gemara says, Beferish Allah Lamaisa, that if you take off the berries, L'shem Achila, it's mutter. If you take off the berries, L'shem Achila, it's mutter. If you take them off the Machshir, the Hadas, it's Aser.
Is all the sense over?
This is a Gemara in Sukkah.
I'm saying.
And this is Mahalik, the Sam Sofer. Correct. I'm a Gimel on the base. So if you take off the berries, Kibi, Lamaisa, L'shem Kli, it's Aser. If you take it, L'shem Achila, it's Mutter. Frek, the Gemara, why is it Mutter, L'shem Achila, Darshim, Skav, Mutter? But it's a Psikration. It's inevitably going to be making a Kli. What's the Teretz? You have another Hadas. I have another Kosher Hadas. So since I have another Kosher Hadas, it's not considered to be a problem. Why not? So Tosfos says later on at Vav Amud Aleph, and Ksubas we'll get to, Bezer Hashem, we get to there, and the Rabban says in Shabbos at Kufiyat Aleph Amud Aleph, it's not considered to be a tikkun. It's like fixing it on Pesach. It's like fixing it on Pesach. You don't shake hadassim on Pesach, and therefore it's considered to be not considered to be misakin kli. I have no tzarech in the tikkun kli. If I have no tzarech in the tikkun kli, it's not considered to be what tikkun kli. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's the pshat in our Rashi. Tosfos says, I want you to get this. Tosfos says later on Vavim and Bezer Masko Rov, that there are a mute of guys that can impregnate the woman with a bia of atayin. And they have no tzorach of a Pesach. They have no tzorach of the Pesach. They can be bol b'ataya, and therefore it's not considered to be made a Pesach. So that's what the Gemara is mistopic about. That ability of the miut habikim, is that shchiach enough that you can be bol ba'ataya, that the woman can be pregnant? Or do we say it's not shchiach at all, and we assume that no one can do it, he can't be bol ba'ataya and make her pregnant, and therefore he needs the Pesach in order to make her pregnant, and therefore even though it's a darshim miskaven, but it's a psikration. In other words, do we view it as being a psikration or not? So the possibility of the Chasam Sofer is building it up, Lamaisa. Again, there's a miut of bikim. There's a miut of bikim that can do this. If there's a miut of bikim that can do this, Lamaisa, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be not a psik ratio. Because again, it's a similar svar, as we said before, of the Rashba.
Being bold and regular, it won't be a psik ratio.
Right. Because he can impregnate her without what? Without making a Pesach. Memela, Halacha l'mais, even though it's far out, it's not everyone's a muta bikim, but do we assume that's enough to break it as being a psik reshus? And that's what the Chasam Sofer wants to say is the pshat and what. It's very similar to what we said from the Rashba. Very similar to what the Rashba's saying. But he's building it up, you don't have a need for it, so it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a psik reshus. So if you build up a need to it, now there's a rishon l'mais we'll have to see that argues on this and says it's still called a psik reshus. So how are you going to get out of that? That's what we were discussing in Seder. Something that's carved to a psikration, is that called a psikration? So if you call it a psikration, we're working with the Mahal, it's not called a psikration. If it's called a psikration, how are you going to read this Gemara? How are you going to read this Gemara? So we have to think about that more, Lamaisa, but the truth of the matter is that Halacha Lamaisa, since you're able to be Baal Ba'atayin, since you were able to be boiled by Tai without opening up a Pesach, it's not considered a psik ration. So, halacha l'maisa, do we take this to the extreme that someone is not a baki by Tai as mutalivol b'shabbos? So the Rashba and the Ritva say yes. It's not called a psik ration because the klal is a psik ration. If you can do it without an isser, even mitzad rocha, it's not called a psik ration. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about this, Avram, it fits the Lashon of the Gemara. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Psik Reisha v'lo Yamis? Is there ever an exception, ever? Have you ever seen a chicken's head cut off and not die? Never. I've never seen it in my life. I've never seen it. Psik Reisha v'lo Yamis? Says the Ritva, if you can dig me up one case, Tzad Rachok, that's enough. It's a beautiful Raya, I thought. And the Ritva actually says this. And the Ra'ah and the Rashman, the Ritva say, the Ritva right here. No, on that fall. Halacha l'maisi, he says, any person, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, and Ritva say, on Vavam and Beis, any person, even though he's not a Baki Ba'ataya, it's mutter to have Bia B'Shabbos Kedarko, and we are not Choshes, because he's doing it, L'Hanas Atzmo, he's not doing it to make a Pesach, it's not called a Psikresh, and it's mutter, halacha l'maisi. It's mutter. It's mutter, halacha l'maisi. So, it could very well be, l'maisi, that they expand this to the extreme, that even a guy who's not a baki, since there are people that are Bikinim Ezra, therefore it's mutter. However, in Rashi, it's hard to say that. Rashi, and many Rishonim say, Rashi will say, only someone who's a baki is mutter to have be a Rishonim. Baki Lahatos is mutter to have be a Rishonim. If the guy himself, and this is what I want you to get down, Daniel, if the guy himself is not a baki, this is what the Talmid Rabbein Yonah and the Shittim Gubetza says, Pshat, B'Shem Rabbeinu Sarfat, and the Rabbein Yonah. And the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam says this in Tosol's Dibramaskol Ella, on Vavum and Beis, that Lamais, if someone personally is not a Baki himself, you have to say B'Shabbos, he has to what Bo'al Ba'atayim. Okay? He holds Sarach B'Shabbos Levo Ba'atayim. Halach Lamais. So this is what I want to bring out. How much do you expand this theory? Let's say the guy himself is not a baki, but since there are other people out there that are bikini, is that enough? Yes, says the Rashba written it all. That's enough. That's more than enough, even though the guy himself can't do it. Rashi, though, says the Talmid Rabbein Yonah and the Shittim Gubetzis, and the Rabbein Tam will say, no, it's not. In fact, they will claim, if on the tzad you hold it, that it's usher, you have to have Atayah. That you have to say Atayah, halacha l'maisa. You have to be Bo'al Ba'atayah. If you hold it, it's usher. We're going to pass in the end of the day that it's mutter. But if you hold it, it's usher, it's taka usher. And you have to actually utilize that. If you can't utilize Atayah, it's going to be usher. So that's what I think is going to answer the question, Daniel. Remember we said there are some Rishonim say Karv L'Psik Reisha is going to be what? Is going to be usher. But l'maisa, if he himself can do it, when we talk about Karv L'Psik Reisha, we mean other people. If he himself can do it, then it could matter even if he doesn't do it himself. You hear what I'm saying? There's a chiluk between other people being able to do it and me, myself. If you yourself can't, that's a bigger chiddush. The Ritva Ra'ah and Rashba even allow that. The other sheet, the Rashi and Tais will say, no, that won't be okay unless what? Unless you yourself can do it, halacha l'maaseh. Does that break it being a psik reshus? Does it become a personal thing? Or does it become more objective that we test the waters upon everything?
Remember, doesn't it make it strange that if someone has the capability of not being Mechal Shabbos, then they...
Yeah, no, we don't view it as a psik reshus. Because his intention wasn't... to have blood. I'm saying when he has bia, when he has bia, he doesn't know necessarily that he'll be able to do hataya. You follow me? He doesn't know necessarily if he's going to be able to do hataya. So Lomaisa, if he ends up having blood, he didn't intend on it. But he could have created a scenario, he could have, that it wouldn't happen. So we call that a darshin and miskaven. Now the question is, does he have to have the ability himself? Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Ezra will say that he does. The Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ra'ah will say there's no need to have. He doesn't have to have it. Other people have to have that ability. So that's how we're going to answer that kasha. Okay? So everyone got that halacha lemaisa? Again, we're answering Eli why it's not a psik reish. Okay? Rashi wanted to say, and the way we're saying it is that Rashi wanted to say it is that because this guy can do it with what? Without dam. This guy can do it without dam. He can do it without a tie. Therefore, when he engages in it and blood came out, it's a darshin miskaven. It's not inevitable. Because he himself can do a tie. Didn't happen that way in this case. Still mutter. The Rashba written Ritva and the Ra'ah say other people. As long as other people can do it. Even though this guy never can do it himself. Didn't think he could do it himself. I don't care. Objectively, it's not called that. So in other words, if you hold the fusion theory, as long as I have objectively other people do it, it's enough to block it. Whereas if you hold maybe like the first, you can hold different groups. Degradations of the fusion theory. Do you have to have the ability to do it, or is it enough for other people? You can even say that within that side. Okay, so that's a shot we want to say. Everyone got that, Clore? Okay, that's a shot. Daniel, you got it? That's a shot we want to say. Is it more subjective, or is it what? Objective. That's the chiddush we want to say. How are you going to get out of this? Halacha l'maisa. Okay, very good. Now, I want to introduce now, let's get this. Before we got to get to the Tysis, I want to get to the Tysis inside. Okay, the first Tysis. I want to introduce now the topic of Darshin Miskavi we did, and now let's introduce the topic of Halacha Shin and Tzrich LeGuf. Okay? Let's introduce the topic of Halacha Shin and Tzrich LeGuf. Gemara doesn't have it befeirish here, but it's going to come up in the Rishonim. What is the classic example of Halacha Shin and Tzrich LeGuf? The Gemara has Ezra, you with me? And I am Gimel and Beis. Chofer Guma v'ein Tzarcha La'afar. Chofer Guma v'eina Tzarech Ela La'afar. Okay? You dig a hole and you don't want the hole, you want the dirt. That's one act, Jeremy. It's not two stages. It's one act. Okay? It's one act. That's the basic chiluk that we always try to say between the two topics, Darshin Miskav, Malach Shein Shikla Gufa. Darshin Miskav is two stages, dragging the bench, will the hole be made? Malach Shein Shikla is all one act, right? You're digging a hole. But I don't want the hole, I want the dirt. And the truth is, Rabbi Avram ben Arambam is quoted in the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph L'Chazayin, who says, when you talk about Darshin Miskavin, you're not Miskavin to the Pulis HaIsr. I wasn't mischaving to that hole being made when I dragged the bench. Malach Hashem Shich LeGufa, of course you would. You were mischaving to digging the hole. I just didn't want the tachlis of the hole. I didn't want the hole. I wanted the dirt. I extinguished the flame, not because I wanted it extinguished. I wanted the oil. And therefore, that is the distinction between Darshin Miskavin and Malach Hashem Shich LeGufa. So you could say one of those two distinctions, I want you to get them down. Either the two stages, or it's all one act, or you could say, when it comes to the Darshin Miskavin, I'm Miskavin to the whole. By Malach Shein Shich LeGufa, I am Miskavin to the whole. I just don't want the purpose of the whole. I want the dirt. Okay. Now this machlokus between Reb Yehuda and Shimon Asano is only limited rock behilchos Shabbos. There is no concept of Malach Shein Shich LeGufa and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Nothing at all. It makes no sense. And the reason is, Halacha Lamaisa, is that there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, why Malach Hashem Tzrich LeGufa is taka pater. Okay? Rashi says that a Malach Hashem Tzrich LeGufa is pater. I gave you a few places in Shas. Rashi in Shabbos, on Yud Beis Amanav, Dibra Maska, I think it was Reb Yehuda. Thank you very much, Daniel. Rashi says, Dibra Tzono Lobolo. For example, God forbid someone dies in a home. You don't want the mace in the house. You want to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. You want it out of the house. You don't want it in Rishus HaRabim. You don't want to be over-caring. You just want it out of the house. The Lashon of Rashi is Dibertsono lo bolo. Dibertsono lo bolo. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Ha rebuta am nochshin shkul gubash Dibertsono lo tase. Ve'na tzarach l'ikar tachlisa ki yachash. Ye'na tzarach l'zibazu. She de ba akis aze. Af bein chayv wa plukta ba atziya ka bimotzi mes b'mitu chayv afakad otzo as mes l'nichole ba av revshim and poter. According to Rashi, Dibertsono lo bolo. The patur is, according to Rashi, Dibertsono De Birtsono Lo Bolo. You didn't really want that. Yud Beizim and Alf and Shabbat from Oscar Behuda and Rashi and Mesechas Chagigi Lomaisa as well. And Yudim and Alf from Oscar Sheena. Okay? So it's like it's done Baal Korach. He doesn't really want it. De Birtsono Lo Bolo. So that's Rashi's Svara why Reb Shimon says Potter. Again, Reb Yudol's Dover Shimon, Mochshin Shaluk of his Chayv Chorus, Chayv Skila. Reb Yudah holds Chayiv in the Torah, right? We didn't write the Machlokes. Reb Yudah holds Chayiv. Reb Shimon holds Potter Avolasser. Okay, it's still in this Sidrobani. But this is a limited only to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, there's no concept of Lashon Shel Gufa outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Rashi says, Dibertsono Lo Bolo. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos in Shabbos, it's a long Tosfos, has a different Svara why Lashon Shel Gufa is Potter. Because you're not doing it for the same tachlis that was done in the Mishkan. Sadi Dalin Amin Aleph. Long Taisis, I'll give you the Dibra Maskil. Dibra Maskil's Rebbe. Okay, Reb Shimon. Okay? Eino tachlis b'mishkan. Okay? B'mishkan. It's not that you're doing it the Malacha, but not for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. It's a famous Machloikis Rashi says you got to know as to why, in fact, according to Reb Shimon. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Chagigah itself, at least the simplest reading of Gemara, the way Taisa says it, seems to say the reason why Melech Shein Tzich L'Guf is Potter is because of Meleches Machsheves. Okay? Because of Meleches Machsheves. Okay? Now, it's a little bit strange that Tosfos L'Maisa, so I want you to get this. We have Reb Chagigah Rashi Taisa's. But the Gemara in Chagigah basically says that it's because of Meleches Machsheves. So Rashi will read that Gemara very well. Ritzono lo bolo, it says in the Torah, to be over Nisra Melech on Shabbos has to be a Dover Shin Miskavet. If it's not a Dover Miskavet, it's a lack of Meleches Machsheves. Okay? So that's how Rashi would read that Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagigah, the reason why Melech Shin Shchilu is Potter is because it's considered to be what? It's not Meleches Machsheves. Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a lack of Meleches Machsheves. Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a lack of Meleches Machsheves. The Gemara basically says that. So if the Gemara says that, how do you plug in Rashi? So Rashi will say, well, that's what the Ritzono Lo Bolo means. You really want, you really don't want it. Okay? That's a little bit difficult itself because we say that Darshim Eskavin applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just limited to Meleches Machsheves. But okay, one of the things that Meleches Machsheves might require is Kavanah. You don't have that. Tosfos is quite difficult, because Tosfos says it wasn't done for the Tachlis and the Mishkan. That seems like a different reasoning what the Gemara says. Okay.
Meleches Machsheves is based off of the Mishkan.
It could be, but it's the Pnei Yehoshua says, like you said, Daniel, that it really is the same thing. But I'm saying at first glance it's not, because it's Meleches Machsheves is just you have to have a thought process when you do the Melacha. Does it actually mean you have to have the same Tachlis that was done in the Mishkan? The Pnei Yehoshua says that's what Tosfos means. You get that down. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua says. That's what the Gemara means. But the truth of the matter is that Lamaisa, it seems like it's the Torah Lamaisa did not aser Melachas that are not Kain Meleches HaMishkan. That's Lamaisa, what one might interpret Tosfos as saying. And Tosfos in Yuma, Lamadal and Bey says the Meleches Shechilu was Potter because it has to be in the Mishkan. It has to be in the Mishkan. The Melacha has to be in the Mishkan, otherwise it's not a Melacha Tzrich L'Guf. It becomes a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Guf.
What would Tosfos say
to the I'm just saying that Tosfos, when he says it's not the same Tachlis in the Mishkan, seemingly would be a little bit difficult in reading this Gemara. Because the Gemara says the reason why Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Guf was Potter because of the lack of what? Chisar of Meleches Machsheves. The Gemara says that lack on what? In Chagigah. So, according to Rashi, Rashi will say, okay, because you need Meleches Machsheves, you need Kavanah. Even though Meir Simcha said that Darshim Eskavin applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's not limited to Chol Shabbos, but it is part of Meleches Machsheves. So the Neil saying Tosin will read the Gemara the same way. I'm just saying that Tosin Yuma says explicitly it's not because of Malachas Mashavas, because it has to be a Malacha that's in the Mishkan. Stop. Just it's got to match that Malacha. If it's not there, it's not there. That's Lechura, different reason than Malachas Mashavas. So that's a little bit what that's a little bit difficult. Lamaisa, how you read that? But what I want to bring out to you is this second topic called Malacha Shein and Tzricha Leguf. Different. Then Dover Shin Miskamit, and limited only to Hilchos Shabbos. Lamed Dalam is the big Tosis, Dimas Kohani, says that specifically it's not because of that. Okay, fine. So that's the second topic that we have. Okay, and now Lamaisa, let's get to the third topic. Okay, because I want to try to want to at least start the Tosis. Okay, the third subtopic we got to get to Lamaisa introduce is Misasek. Okay. What is Misasek? What is the topic of Misasek? Misasek is different than Dovrishin Miskav and Lachshin Shin Lagufo, and there basically are three different types of what of Misasek. Okay? Three different types of Misasek. The first type of Misasek, and Misasek is definitely can be a tour. There are two types of Misasek, Lamaisa regarding one of Kol HaTorakula, but Yachol, Yesh Ptur, the Kol HaTorakula. It's not just limited to what? To Hilchos Shabbos. So we got this. Darshim Miskavin applies to Kol HaTorakula. Melach Shein Shechel Leguf is only Hilchos Shabbos. Misasek does apply to Kol HaTorakula. And we're going to talk about which one is which. So there are three types. I want you to get it. Number one is...
What is Misasek?
We're going to get to it right now. What is Misasek? Misasek means... Halacha Lomaisa. And this is an important Chiddush. Darshim Miskavin Ezra... Is that you know halacha lamaisa, you know that the tzav of a certain pu'ula can't happen. I'm not miskaven for it. When I drag the bench, I know there's a possibility of a hole being made. Yes, I just don't want the hole to be made. Right? That's davarishim miskaven. Misaskim means you don't know at all that you're doing a malacha. So, for example, let's say you see a blade of grass on the floor, and you think it's tallish, and you pick it off. It turns out that it was mechuber. That's called misasek on kotzer. You had no kavana to do a malach at all. So what we'll write down is number one is that chashav shezeh talush v'yotzei shezeh mechubar. That's one type of misasek. Okay, that's different than darshin and miskavim.
You didn't know the maisa was also.
Yeah, you didn't even know you did it, the maisa.
Till
you found out later.
The right. Maisa itself was also.
Right, correct. You thought it was tallish and it turned out that it was mechuber. At least when you drag the bench, you know that making the hole is also. You were mechavin in the hole.
But you know that plugging grass is also.
Right, but you didn't think you were doing that in this pool. You knew when you did the pool of dragging the bench that the hole could be made. Okay, that's number one type of misasek.
What if they're just ignorant? Of,
what'd you say?
What if they're just ignorant of the halacha?
No. We're not talking about ignorant of the law. We're talking about. Doesn't know the mitzias, let's mind. Doesn't know the mitzias. Okay? The second type of misasek is that you're mischavin lachtoch. Okay? Anaf talush v'chatach mechubar. Okay? So here you're mischavin to do a malacha melechas chituch. But your kavana was lo'haisa malacha muteris v'nichituch talush. And also biyara malacha sasura. And that's considered v'chituch mechubar. Okay? That's a machloikas abaye v'rova, okay? That's a machloikas abaye v'rova, in this case of misasek. This is a second type of misasek. This is different, okay? In other words, you're mechavin lachtoch an anaf talush, and you end up doing a chatach mechubar. In the previous case, halacha l'maisa, you didn't think you were doing a malach at all. You had no intention to do any malach, okay? Chashav zezet talush, I didn't think I'm doing malach. Chashav, shalom. Osim malacha. You think you're not doing a malacha. Here, machloik is a bai rama. Chashav lachtoch. But you thought it was what? Talush. And it turns out the yotzei, shezeh mechubar. You're cutting, you want to cut a piece of grass, but you thought the grass was talush.
What was the first case?
No, the first case is, halacha l'maisa, you're just picking it up off the ground. You're not doing a maisa chatichah. You're not even doing a maisa chatichah. You just pick up a piece of grass. And it turns out, Lamaisa, that it wasn't Talish, it was Mechubar. Here, in the second case, I intend on what? I intend on cutting. I intend on actually cutting, but I thought it was Talish. I intend on doing a Malacha. But the Malacha is Mutter because it's Talish. Turns out that it's Mechubar. So the first case is definitely what? Okay, because I didn't think I was doing a Malacha at all. I didn't intend on doing a Malacha. Here I was kashem lachtoch tolish, turned out to be mechubar. It's a machlug, is a baye rava in Masechta Shabbos. And I in beis. A baye holds it's not misasik. Rava holds it's misasik. So a baye says, lo misasik. Rava says that it is called misasik. Okay? That's the second type of misasik. Please, let's get it. Number two. And then there's number three. Number three is as follows. And that is your miskaven lachtoch mechubar zeh, v'chotoch mechubar acher. Okay? Miskaven lachtoch mechubar zeh, v'chotoch mechubar acher. And you cut off one another blade of grass. A different one. And that is Pater and Hilchos Shabbos. Why is it Pater and Hilchos Shabbos? Because of Meleches Machshavos. That's not Pater and Kol HaTorah Kulo. This is, Tosa says in many places, lo nasa machshavaso. I intended on cutting blade A, I end up cutting blade B. That is considered to be potter only in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a lack of malach machshavos. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, that would be chayev, because I intended on doing a mice iser. Please get this. Rock?
It's potter, right?
Rock in Hilchos Shabbos is potter. Please get it. Rock in Hilchos Shabbos potter, because of what? Malachas machshavos, which only exists in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? So those are the three levels of Misasik. There is a famous machloikus I want you to get. Rabbi Kiveger has an intrubus in Simon Ches between the Nesivus and Rabbi Kiveger. Machloikus. Whether in Kol HaTorah Kulo, see in Hilchos Shabbos, everybody is your potter. In Kol HaTorah Kulo, when we say Misasik, is it a complete hafkah? There's no Maisa Aveira? Or is it a Maisa Aveira with a Pturonch? Did it register as a Maisa Aveira with a Pturonshin?
In Shabbos?
No, in Kol HaTorah Kulo. In Hilchos Shabbos, in the case of Misasik of Shabbos, which is number three, Meir Simcha, everyone agrees it's Pater. Because you didn't do a Maisa, you're lacking less Machshavos. Because you thought blade A, you did blade B. Everyone agrees it's Pater. In the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is Halacha LaMaisa, let's assume one or two, okay? Let's say one, Lamaisa. Chashiv, Shazeh, Talish, Yotzeh, Shazeh, Mechubar. Right? That's Pater. But is that considered to be that there's no Maisa Aveira? Or is it a Maisa Aveira with a Pteroncha? Lamai Nafkamina? If you see a guy doing that, do you have to tell him, stop, stop? He's about to pick up the piece of grass. He thought it was Talish. It turns out it was Mechubar. Stop, stop. Is Maisa Aveira, is Misaska a Maisa Aveira with a Pteroncha? Then you got to tell him. But if you assume it's a Hafkasa Maisa Aveira, you don't have to tell him. Machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivus. Please get it. Rabbi Kiveger says, Nesivus says, Hafkos Maisa Aveira. Let's write Rabbi Kiveger first. Rabbi Kiveger says that you have to tell him. Maisa Aveira with a Ptur Onshin. Maisa Aveira with a Ptur Onshin. The Nesivus says, Hafkos. So, Ashal Maisa Aveira, you don't have to tell him. But you guys must get this. This is a machlokus of the misasik of the Kol HaTorah Kulo misasik. But the misasik of Hilchos Shabbos is a zero. Blade A, blade B. It's a zero. It's Hafkos HaMaisa. It's a zero. Allah HaMaisa. But these are, I want you to bring down to their three, really three levels. We hold like Rava that this is called Misasik. That's also Misasik. But it's a little bit different than the first case. First case, I didn't even think I was doing anything wrong. Okay?
Where is
it in the Nesivus? The Nesivus is in Makor Chayim. His Sefer Nechos Pesach Simen Tof Lamed. Rabbi Kiveger is in Tshuva Simen Ches. He gives a case. The end of the Tshuva, he gives a case of Shvisus Avda. Where you see your Evan, you know, you're not allowed to have your Evan Kanani do malacha for you on Shabbos, or malacha at all, even for himself. It's an Isser, the Eraiser. So you see your Evan Kanani about to do this, and are you mechuyev the shrine? Don't. So I remember the first time I did the Tshuva Rabbi Kiveger, thinking to myself, how does that example fit at all? That's Hilchos Shabbos, right? We're trying to present a case where it's a machlokes of Kidegan and Mesivas. So I'm thinking to myself, that's Hilchos Shabbos, right? So I remember I asked Rav Rosenzweig why Shliti. I said, Rebbe, well, this is a case, an example of Shabbos. Everyone agrees. Why is that a machlokes? He said, no. Shvisis Avdo is a case of Kol Terakula. It happens to be Usher on Shabbos. But the genre of the Misasek was the genre of Misasek of Kol Terakula. It happened to be on Shabbos, Shvisis Avdo. But it was the guy thought it was Tolish. It turned out it was Mechuber. Do you have to yell or not? If you'll look at the Nesivus, no. If you'll look at Mikinegar, yes. So that's what it means when we talk about Misasek. Okay? So there is Misasek. Yesh Pitur of Kol Terakula. Number one, three is rocks the Hilchos Shabbos. And we have to know that machlokes. So we covered Davrish Miskavin, Lachshin Shich Lagufa, and what else? Misasek. Daniel Yadakashia, go ahead.
Just halakha maisa.
Yes.
Misasek is mutter or pater?
Misasek, well, if you hold it, could be kiveg, or, I mean, if you hold it, then you see this, of course, I've I mean, it's hard to say, because you don't know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Is there a bonon, or is it...
Or no, it's mutter legal. It would be... Did you do anything wrong, according to the Sivas? No. If I'm saying a shear, and I hit the shtender, and the light keeps going on behind me, are you mechuyif to tell me? That's the smachleikis.
So that's another nafkamina.
Yeah, are you mechuyif to tell... Are you mechuyif to tell him?
So according to Rabbi,
you have to clap al chay.
But according to Rabbi
Kiv
Eger, it's an esoteric bonon, according to the Sivas, it's mutter legal, right?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to do kapar at all.
So... Case number three, the Misasek Mishabes.
That's Mutu Lagamri. Mutu Lagamri, yes. Mutu Lagamri.
What do we say?
Okay. I imagine it should be Machu like a Bikiveg.
Isn't it a little strange to talk to Sephora that in the first case, you actually didn't do anything?
Yeah, we mentioned that. In this case, you had in mind.
You actually do something.
Right, but this, Nurse Daniel's making a good point. Nurse, he says, in this case, at least you had in mind to do something wrong. This speaks volumes about the Melech Machshavas. Tosus always says the least Avid Machshavaso. You didn't do what you wanted, and that's so critical in Hilchos Shabbos to the degree that makes it a zero. You're making a great point, but this highlights the power of Melech Machshavas. See, Daniel's saying at least you had in mind you wanted to do something wrong in three, in one you didn't want to do anything wrong, and in one everyone agrees it's mutter. In one there's a machloikis. Tin Rabbi Kiveger in the Mesivas. And three, everyone agrees it's okay. The four it is, because the Melechus Machshev is so powerful, Daniel, you intended on Blade A, did Blade B, but nothing.
But according to that Svar, then that would make even, according to Tosos, Melech Shin and Tzir Chalupa, Mother. Because Melech Shin and Tzir Chalupa is just the lack of Melechus Machshev.
Right, but I'm saying the different, I understand, the different degradations of Melech Shin and Tzir Chalupa. The Melech Shin and Tzir Chalupa lack by Misasi makes it Mutter, Lamaisa. When it comes to what? When it comes to Melech Shin Shiluv, it'll be a vestige of an Issa Drabana. Because you know what you're... It makes sense. Because you know what at least you're doing. You know what I mean? By Chofer Gubay and Tzarch Lafar, you know what you're doing. Here, I understand, but Blade B didn't think he was doing. So, it's Mestaber like that. I think in the notes in the Rebbe Kivega on the bottom, you might see Popol's whether it be an Issa Drabana. Yeah. But the Pashtus is that it'll be Mutter. Okay? All right, very good. So now, Lamaisa, that we have this introduction, let's now begin Halacha Lamaisa the Taisus. Let's see the Taisus inside. Okay? Ezra, go ahead. At least we got to start the Taisus. Go ahead. We'll continue tomorrow. Damith get pocket. No, we did Mao yesterday. Okay? Guys missed Thursday and Sunday, and the fellows aren't here. We need a mechazik. Okay? The chaverim that aren't here, we need a mechazik them. Okay? We have to tell them in a good way. Lamaisa mechazik them. We have to shear and say that we got to be position. Okay? Let's see. Damif get the fellows aren't here. Let's go ahead. Damif get pocket.
Damif get pocket or chabura mechaver. Time the chabura lo, kiperish rashi, the perish peperik shmona sherotzim. The chai mishum sovea, gabe ches sherotzim. The tana hasam nitzarer hadam. Adam, Afa P, Shelo Yatsa.
Oh, so Chamorah says that if it's Chabura Mechbar, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. What's the Issa D'Oraisa? So Rashi quotes, I gave it to you. Rashi has two Lashonos in Shabbos and Kuf Zayin and Manalf in the Mishnah. The two Lashonos in Rashi. What does Rashi say? It's either because of Tzviya or because of what? Why is Chabal also? Because of black and blue mark, you change the color. Number two is what? Number two is the notion of what? Netilus Neshama. Rashi has two pshatim when they're in Kuf Zayin and after Maskav Achoyel on the Mishnah. The first pshat is Netilus Neshama. The second pshat, Lamaisa, is what? Is considered to be Tzoveya. They're being Tzoveya the Or. Now, Shmona Shratzim are rodents. Rosh Chodesh Shlita always mazmeres, and not bugs. The Shmona Shratzim are rodents. Okay? Like rats and things like that. Okay? Those are rodents. It's wrong to say Shmona Shratzim are the eight insects. It's not correct. So it's either because of Tzviya, or it's either because of Kabbalah. Okay? What'd you say? That's what they're called in the Torah. Shmona Shratzim. Amurus B'Torah. No, people wrongly translate as being insects. As I'm saying they mean rodents. They're eight rodents the Torah quotes in the Chumash. So it says in the Gemara Mishnah there, go ahead,
V'kashulari, debelav trefus.
Debe'elu trefus.
Debe'elu trefus. Ishmaisa d'riyah.
D'riyah in the sugya about lungs.
Tanya v'shar shkatzim v'ramashim.
The other types of shkatzim v'ramasim.
V'ramasim ad sheyatz, yatzim eham dam.
Oh, you're only chayv until blood comes out. Go ahead. Hashta hasam.
Hashta hasam. Ma'et soveya. Ika.
What kind of soveya ika? What?
Hales lu'or.
They have no skin, the other shkatzim v'ramasim. Only the eight rodents have. So how can you have svi if there's no skin? Go ahead. Plus the fact in our Gemara, what kind of tzviya is there on the woman? Why is that tzviya? Go ahead.
The mila.
Also the chabura mila lo shayach tzviya. You hear the kasha? Rashi is very, very difficult. How could Rashi say that the iser here is so... How could Rashi... Again, two reasons. What does Rashi say again, Shalom? Either because of Netilas Neshama or because of tzviya. That's why Kabbalah is also. Mifkut pakar chabur mechbar. Chabur mechbar means chabur. What's the issue of chabur? So Rashi says in Chulin either tzviya or he says in Netilas Neshama. If tzviya, Tais attacks him with three kashas. Number one, he says, if it's tzviya, the Gemara says shar shratzim, there's no concept of what? Of issur until blood comes out. How could there be any issur of tzviya over there? There's no or the other shkatzim ramasim. Number two, what tzviya is there by our sugya? How are you being a soviet of the woman? Number three, the Gemara says that the problem of chabura by meal, why is meal mutar on Shabbos? Why is meal mutar on Shabbos? Meal bismano. B'yom ha-shmini yimol b'sar al-aso. Feel of Shabbos. Why is it turning into matar malacha? What malacha? Tzviya? You're not being soviet of the baby. That's soviet of the baby. It's not permanent. Just because there's blood a little bit there? Those are the three strong kashas. V'od.
V'od al-korchach l'shmuel yigatayma achriyan l'beperik klal gadol.
Why is Shechita on Shabbos Aser? Why is Shechita on Shabbos Aser? Bachlokes Rav and Shmuel and Shabbos Ayin Ham and Alf. Rav says because it's Oveya, because you make the black and blue mark on the animal. And what does Shmuel say? Because of the Tilish Hashem, you're killing the cow. How does Shmuel work Chibur Mechbar? Right? It's again, we don't want to make our Gemara against Shmuel. I mean, it could have been, but we don't want to make it against Shmuel. Go ahead. Like Shmuel says over there. So how does it fit at all, Amais? Go ahead. Virav damar has mishum soveya. And Rav that said zasa shech because soveya holds af mishum soveya coming. What does that mean? Even soveya. For sure he holds him in the tilis neshama. Right? For sure he holds him in the tilis neshama. So you see the fairish that what? That Shmuel holds that there's a completely different reason why shechit is a problem. Because in the tilis neshama has nothing to do with sphere. That's nothing new in Tzviya. Chabur is because of the Tilish Neshama. You're killing. It's the Tilish Neshama. It has nothing to do with Tzviya, so it's very difficult. Well, Masha Shmuel himself doesn't hold it Tzviya. Go ahead and Rav himself, who holds of Tzviya, holds of the Tilish Neshama. Go ahead. When the Tilish Neshama.
Tilish Neshama, in the Farish, the time of Mishum HaChash HaShemach Lisho, the Notel Tzadish Maso.
And don't tell me the Tilish Neshama means what? Weakening. And taking away a little bit of the neshama. Go ahead. You don't need weakness of the woman. What the point of the Bibur Shem is to weaken the woman? Of course not. That's not the point. So Tosfos is very perplexed here. Very perplexed. He's in a big dilemma. He says, first of all, Rashi said Tzviya is dachapella. Tzviya doesn't fit the Gemara by us, by the woman. Doesn't fit by the Mila. It doesn't fit by Shar Shratzim. By Shar Shratzim, it says, you're chayiv when the blood comes out. What do you mean? There's no or, they have no skin. So how is that a problem? Three kashas. Number four, he points out, he says, Shmuel himself, the Amira, doesn't hold of Tzviya. He holds a Chabur is always associated with Netilas Neshama. I mean, Rav, who holds of Tzviya, holds of Netilas Neshama. They both hold Netilas Neshama. So, Lamaisa, they deny Tzviya here. And he says, if it is Netilas Neshama, What's the Natilas Neshama here? With the weakening of the woman? How could this be? Okay. So, Lamaisa, go ahead, Umiyu.
Umiyu, and however, Isur de Ka'amar, Hacha, Ikil Nemer de Havi de Rabbana.
Ah, so now Tosa says the issue that we say here, maybe we didn't mean Inisid Yeraisa. Maybe we only meant Inisid de Rabbana. He says, okay, maybe we could get out of our Gemara and say that maybe it only meant Inisid de Rabbana. It didn't mean Inisid Yeraisa. Okay, maybe it only meant Inisid de Rabbana because of all these kashas he's saying. Maybe it only meant Inisid de Rabbana. Okay, because Lamaisa is not the real Natila Shoshama we always think of. So go ahead, but that's a problem. Go ahead, Aval. When you take out the blood by a mila, that's Mashmad Yeraisa. Okay, by the woman in our case, you can maybe say it's the Rabbana. Okay? It's not the full blown Natila Shoshama because it's only Chalisa Isha, so maybe it looks like it a little bit. So we'll say it's the Rabbana. Okay, but by the mila, it's a Beferish Gemara Yeraisa. Go ahead. Abagabi Mila, go ahead. Mashma.
Abagabi Mila, Masha Deika, Isra de Raisa, but Saz Dam.
Right, so Gabi Mila, it's an Isra de Raisa, but Saz Dam. Go ahead, I'm reading.
I'm reading the paragraph of Eliezer. Hi, Umna de Lo, my Sakanas.
What's Umna? The Moel that doesn't do Metzitz. You know Metzitz is? Metzitz Bepe. A guy that doesn't do Metzitz Bepe? I'm not talking about Bismanazet. It doesn't have to be Metzitza Bepeh. You could read the Gemara, he didn't suck out the blood. Okay, what's that called? A suction thing, right? Okay, some Moalim don't do it with the Peh, they do it with the suction thing. Go ahead. Hi, Umna, the Moal, the Lomaitz, it doesn't do it. Sakantahu, he's endangering the baby. You should get rid of him. You shouldn't let him be a Moal by you. He's endangering the baby. So Gemara says, Shita, the Ramachal Shabbos, it's a kind of the baby. Go ahead. I would say no, the malachi you're doing by suctioning it out is mifkut pocket. So maybe it's not us or Kamashwan. Kamashwan, go ahead. If you want to tell me the whole point in the Tilashom is weakening. Excellent. Oh, so what does Tulsa say? Tosa says, okay, Tzvi is difficult on three kashas, the case of Mila, the case of Shar Shrutzen, the case of the woman. What kind of Tzvi? Number four, he says, Shmuel doesn't hold the Tzvi at all, and Rav even holds the Tzvi, also holds the Natilas Neshama. So Natilas Neshama is the real issue. And what is Natilas Neshama? Natilas Neshama, you want to tell me, is weakening? Weakening the woman? It's ridiculous. You don't need weakening the woman. So maybe it looks like Natilas Neshama, so we'll ask him in the Rabbanan. That's fine for our Gemara. But for the boy, for the Mila, it's not Nisid Rabban, it's Nisid Raisa. The Gemara says it's Chibur Mechbar. If you want to tell me Natilas Neshama is weakening, I didn't intend on weakening the baby. I want to just do a Mila. So it should be a Moch Shinji Lagufa, corner of Shimon. It's a Nisid Rabbanan. And the Gemara calls it a Nisid Raisa. So what's going on here? It's got to be something else than Natilas Neshama. What is it? Our Gemara has got to be talking about Lamaisa and Issa D'Yeraisa. We tried to save it. Our Gemara said, Rabbanan, the baby's D'Yeraisa. You see from the baby case that it's a D'Yeraisa issue. So Tosis at this point is throwing his hands up in the air, guys, and saying, what is going on with our Gemara? It's not Svia because of three kashas. It's not Netilas Neshama if you hold it until someone's weakening. You want to tell me you met Midrabbanan our Gemara? Okay, you can get away with our Gemara. You can't get away with Gemara and by the boy. So man, the whole thing is up gefreg. Up gefreg, the whole thing goes up in smoke. What is the Isser in our Gemara, Avi, of Chiburi Mechbar? The Gemara says it's an Isser D'Yeraisa. What is the Isser? That's what we're challenging, okay? That's what we're challenging. That's very, very difficult. Let's close with the Shita of Rambam. Ram is a phenomenal Shita. And the Rambam Lamaitz, we'll get into it more tomorrow, but the Rambam Shita that is the Chabala is mepharic. It's a told of dosh, separated. You know what dosh is? Threshing. The Raman Uchel Shabbos Pirches Halacha Zayin. The Isser of Chabala is dosh, mepharic. The told of dosh. You mepharic down from Makam Chibura. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but I'll just close with this. Forget more germane to the sugya, Daniel. You're asking good too. Daniel says, Ein Gishus by Gedulei Karka. Okay, good, great point. But I'll just close with this. All the Gedolei Achronim ask this. Who cares, Ezra? whether the dam is kibbutz mechpar or mechpar pocket. You are separating the blood from the body. That is dosh. Done. That's a pella on the Rambam. That's mamish a pella and they obey in the sugya. Okay, we'll talk about the Rambam, but I'm just saying the pashtus is physically. Goes back to what we said in the beginning of Shir. Lamaisa will have to answer. But I'm saying the pashtus is you are separating the blood from the body. So who cares what it is? Okay? So we'll that's what we got to continue. We'll begin Shir Blinetter with that Taisvis and also this Mahal. Okay, everyone have a good day. Let's dive in Minchin. Okay? Who wants to dive for the Yomid? Avram, dive for the Yomid? Yusuf Svar. Avi, you ready? Down for the Yom? Or you know, just...